So Rishon HaVayetzeh is very powerful in the sense that it's, you know, since the days of Avraham Avinu, the greatest Masavos Siman Labanim, with respect to, you know, how we prepare to deal with the challenges of Galus. And this is something that, of course, the, you know, Ramban develops, you know, throughout the Yaakov story, whether it's his confrontation with Laban, his confrontation with Esav. But the very beginning, I think, is maybe the most critical part to pay attention to in two respects. Vayetze Yaakov Iber Shava Vayile Charana. Rashi develops the approach throughout the entire Aliyah, Vayile Charana. And then as Rashi understands the Gemara Nechulin and Daf Tzadi Aleph, contra the Ramban, that Yaakov had a pachad, Efsher Shavarti Al Makom Sheispalu Bo Avosav, Avosai Velo Hispalalti Bo, that Yaakov realizes that he's fundamentally unprepared because he didn't, you know, fully identify with his fathers, right? In this case, Yitzchak and Avram, you know, in terms of the places where they had seminal religious experiences, in particular the Akedah. And of course, he turns around, and then he has Kvitzas Hadrachim, which is Machlokas Rashi Ramban. Rashi has an esoteric Shita, that literally the land, you know, sort of moved, you know, to greet Yaakov. Har HaMoriah moved to Beit El. The Ramban says that's never what Kvitzas Hadrachim means. Kvitzas Hadrachim rather means that a person is able to get to a place quickly, like, you know, the Eved Avraham. But be that as it may, the critical point of agreement here is Efshar She'avarti Al-Makom She'hispalalu Bo Avosai Velo Hispalalti Bo. And then that becomes, you know, very consequential issue. So I think that is the number one point, right? The second point, which Chazal develop here, you know, in Vayishka B'Makom Ha'u, Rashi quotes, you know, B'Makom Ha'u Shachav, V'Yudalad Shanim She'yamutman B'Veishem Vo'Ever, right, Lo Yashan, that, you know, when he was immersed in Yeshiva Shem Va'Ever, which of course has to be understood, but be that as it may, Yaakov is preparing, you know, for his experience of Galus with Limud HaTorah. You know, there he was, like, you know, totally intensively and immersively absorbed in, you know, the order of the day, the Tzav HaShah, which was Limud HaTorah. So here I think, you know, when we put these two ideas together, and certainly we have echoes of Shitas HaRambam, right, in the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem Ula Avdo, right, Haviomer Zot Talmud and Haviomer Zot Tfilah, I think what emerges is, you know, very, very powerful. And that, of course, is the idea, you know, that, you know, the way that we prepare for situations that we know are going to be profoundly challenging, right, Yaakov knew very well the environment from which his mother came. Yeah, he knew very well the moral structure from which his mother came, the moral, you know, ambiance. And he knew what that would represent in terms of a challenge to everything that he believed in and stood for. And so, you know, Yaakov prepares himself through tefillah, through that sense of hashras hashchina, of being, you know, dalif ne'miyata omed, the sense that, of course, we're always in the presence of the melech, more intensively in tefillah, but in everything that we do. And obviously through Talmud Torah, whatever that meant, pre-Matan Torah, ayin, you know, the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, Ekev Asher Shema Avraham Bekoli, Vayishmar Mishmarati Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesorosai, whether it's Kamisha Eino Mitzuvah Veosa, whether it's only in Eretz Israel, or whether it's sort of the, you know, the critical values of the Torah that Avraham Avinu was able to stand up for, the repudiation of Avodah Zarah and Bris Milah, the Halach de Bedrachav, you know, elements of it all. So whatever you understand that immersion process to be, it was an immersive process. And, you know, v'hu adinami, of course, in all generations, that when we know that we're, you know, going to be facing a test, a spiritual challenge, and not one that's sort of like a short-term one-off, but kal v'chomer, one, you know, that has the potential to extend, even if there was an idea with Yaakov, yashavta imo yamim achadim, ad asher tashuv chamas achicha, there was a very strong possibility that that wasn't going to happen right away, and I think everybody was aware of that. And the point really was that, you know, within that framework and within that context, the way to prepare oneself is to develop a more intensive form of bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's al yedei tefillah, and that's al yedei limud HaTorah. That's what Chazal are trying to tell us here, and that's exactly the explicit message that Hashem gives Yaakov, v'nei anochi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. When we're preparing for crisis, the order of the day is to enhance our sense of dveikus b'Hashem, and the way that we do that is through tefillah and through limud HaTorah.